Well, look, talking about Queensland, this case against three Queensland University of Technology students brought under Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act is now underway in the federal court. You probably remember how students who were refused entry to a Queensland University of Technology computer lab in 2013 on the grounds they were not Aboriginal. Well, those students had something to say on Facebook. And the Aboriginal woman who refused them entry took offence. And she complained to the Human Rights Commission, citing Section 18C, which makes it a offence to insult or offend an ethnic group. This all occurred in 2013. It's now 2016. The matter should have been resolved long ago. But because the Human Rights Commission took 14 months to notify the students that a complaint had been lodged, it's now too late for mediation. So the matter's in the federal court. A complaint about the commission's slowness, this is this Gillian Triggs, a complaint about the commission's slowness is being investigated by a lawyer appointed at taxpayers' expense. This president, Gillian Triggs, won't investigate the matter herself because of quote-unquote perceived bias. The judge hearing the case in the federal court yesterday noted acrimony between lawyers representing the opposing parties. Why not? One of the solicitors representing the Aboriginal woman is Megan Scanlon, Labor's candidate for the Gold Coast at the election. The judge yesterday reserved his decision on an application to throw out the case, which has already reportedly cost $1 million in legal fees. It's time Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act became an election issue.